Hello and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and last week, unexpectedly, I had this exact podcast recorded, and I have to re-record it, and I'm going to explain that in a second, but I had this exact podcast and topic recorded, it was ready, and as I was uploading, it crashed, and the file went away. So we are going to re-record this topic, and I'm trying to do the same format as I did last week. And since it was already nighttime, and I wouldn't have posted on a Tuesday, and my week was super busy last week, I decided to just leave it and take it as a sign to take a week break. So I did that, and really it didn't feel like a break since last week was my final week of classes. I had 3 exams, which was quite stressful, and I also had, just this past weekend, I made it to the final step of a business competition, and the whole weekend I had to do that. So, last week was just super hectic. Every day I was busy doing something and preparing for something, and recorded the podcast, you know, super ready, it was done. It was before a math exam, actually, the next day in a math exam, but, I recorded it, and obviously it didn't upload, so I took that as a sign to just leave the podcast for that week, and now I am recording. The main actually issue with not uploading, I was using, if you listened to previous episodes, I was using a Chromebook for a little bit there, because my Mac had broken, but my Mac actually got fixed. It was fixed the next day after the podcast would have been recorded, and I got it the next day, so that was quite funny. But I'm recording on the Mac finally once again. I am not using my usual microphone. I'm using the built-in speakers because, so the audio might not be great, but I'm using built-in speakers because I don't know where my dongle is. The Mac that I have, it doesn't have a USB port, which most computers don't anymore. The Chromebook didn't even, but I can't record it. So yeah, the Chromebook kind of broke on me there. I was worried I actually broke that computer too, but I didn't, so that was good news. So we're finally back recording. I felt a little guilty not posting an episode last week, but this is week 23 of posting, which is great, super cool, and I'm so excited to obviously be back at it. Today's topic is a very heavy one, so I do want to give some, I guess, warnings, some previews before I begin, and as well, this week's episode will probably be shy of 30 minutes, maybe a little over, but I don't want to really lag on this topic in the way I usually do. I obviously want to give it justice, but I don't think that specific things should be mentioned, and specific names. And since it's such a big issue, I can't give light to every single mass shooting there has been. Even in the last month, I can't, which is a really depressing statistic to say that I can't even give light to all the mass shootings this month, because there really should be 0, but if there was this one this month, there should only be 1. But sadly, that's not the case. There's been tons more. So, you know, I can't really give each mass shooting justice. So that kind of leaves me to just talking about some of the big ones that have sparked a lot of conversation over this topic, and as well just really the larger issue at hand, especially the larger issue looking into how we handle this situation and how the news gets around. So I don't think I'll be naming names. I might be naming like specific mass shootings that there has been or statistics. I think I'm going to stick to that this episode. But I just thought it was such a powerful topic and I need to talk about it. And, you know, even though I could have just skipped this topic from last week, I think it's very important. And I think, you know, you say, oh, this might be old news, but I don't think it should be old news, because unfortunately, almost every single day there has been a mass shooting this year. Of course, I'm talking about in the United States of America. And with statistics like that, the news is never old, because this problem clearly isn't being fixed. Just because this one big mass shooting, or these 2 big mass shootings these last few days, weren't as big of a deal as it seems, or it was a bigger deal than the other ones, doesn't mean that the other ones don't matter. You know, lives are still being lost, and as long as lives are being lost, the topic should be talked about. So, you know, and it's the same thing, too, which I want to bring up, the Russian-Ukrainian war. I have heard almost, well, maybe almost, no, not maybe not almost, But I've heard near to nobody talking about the war in the Ukraine. And obviously there hasn't been huge developments with other countries coming in to help, really, in big, huge, impactful ways. I mean, money have, but it's slowed down, right? And that's very, very sad because, again, there's still a war going on. And obviously there's wars going on every single day. And, you know, there always has been. But the really big... Oh, I think my computer already started... the fan already started going. But, you know, the really big thing with this is I've noticed that people, you know, they were really talking about it for a week and then they forgot. Oh, and then the big deal was, oh, look, Johnny Depp and his trial. And everybody forgot about the Russian-Ukrainian war, which they talked about for like 2 weeks. And then, oh, Johnny Depp trial, they talked about the whole time that trial lasted, which I think was like around 6 weeks. So I think that's a really good contrast. You know, obviously it's sad, but it's a big contrast to show what humanity or what we have been caring about, and what we do care about. And, you know, I think that, you know, this is really interesting and kind of scary in a way on how quickly we forget things and we shift to the next. But that's exactly what I want to bring up again, the mass shootings this episode, and give statistics, and obviously keep it shorter just because I think it's a topic that's really heavy and doesn't really need to lag on an hour. Next week I'll probably talk about the stock market and how that's dipped down a lot, and as well as crypto. So next week, probably an hour long episode. But I just, it's just such sad news, and it's so disheartening, and it's really a lot to take, and it's a lot to take, especially when people aren't talking about it or bringing it up. So kind of as a disclaimer, I'm not going to be talking about names of people who have passed or who were the perpetuators of the mass shootings. I don't think that's right. I don't think that the people who, you know, the shooters should be talked about at all, their names. I think that they don't need to be remembered. The people obviously should, but as I am not one of their family members, I don't think it's right for me to obviously talk about them or say their name. I don't know how they would like to be remembered, obviously, and I just don't think it's appropriate to do that in this episode. So, kind of... looking at it, looking at the statistics after that little disclaimer there, one of the big statistics that I've seen was this one's from the Washington Post, and the big headline, which is very scary to read, is there have been over 250 mass shootings so far in 2022, and to give a kind of statistic on that, if we want to get down to dates, let me just type it out. How many days have passed in 2022? And I think that's going to be very important. There have been 201 days are left this year, is what this article is saying. So if we do the quick math, I mean, about 200 days have passed, and there have been over 250 mass shootings. There have been more mass shootings, actually, in a pretty large amount, compared to days that have passed in 2022. Really let that settle. 200 compared to 250 is a lot. There has been over 50 more mass shootings than days that have passed this year. And that is just within this year. Who knows how many mass shootings there have been in the last even 5 years, 2 years even, you know, like looking at even larger amounts. This is 6 months. 250 mass shootings in 6 months is insane. And a mass shooting, I believe, I want to get this right, what is considered a mass shooting? I believe it's 3 victims. What defies a mass shooting, like, killings? So this is such a bad thing to look up, but so a mass shooting, a minimum of 3 or 4 victims of gun violence. And then it says not including the, I believe this is perpetrator. So if we look at that statistic then, and let's just say only three, we know there has obviously been way more victims within these mass shootings. But to give, I don't know, to do the lowest amount, if we have three victims out of those 250, that is 750 people killed this year so far because of mass shootings. And that is not equating for the mass shootings that have more than three victims who have passed. And that also doesn't equate for all the people who have lost other parts. You know, that maybe they didn't die, but maybe they, like, were paralyzed. Or even were just shot in the arm and had a broken arm or something. Or all the families that were impacted. This is a lot more than just a few hundred deaths. And if you say that a few hundred deaths don't matter, that is not true. These deaths also, it wasn't because of old age, it wasn't because of a disease, it was because of someone making this decision to own a gun and shoot them and kill them. And that was obviously not their decision. It's honestly and truly scary that people can own a gun and do these things. And, I mean, you could argue, oh, it's mental illness, but then, you know, okay, the whole argument, really, let's set this up properly. The whole argument is that it is, you know, your right to own a gun. Sure, right? Okay, I'm taking a step back again. I am American, but I live in Canada, and I've lived in Canada my whole life. So I am not used to people just owning guns for fun or just everyone owning a gun. Of course, I've been to the States, but I'm used to, you know, people not owning guns, which is, you know, as what I think should be normal. And I've never been afraid to be in my own country without a gun. I've never been scared. So people use that excuse sometimes and say, oh, you know, I'm scared, you know, I'm scared, you know, that someone is going to hurt me, so I need a gun to protect myself. But if nobody had guns, then nobody would need to protect themselves from gun violence because nobody would have access to it. So it's really like this, it's a really frail argument because it's like, what are you even arguing? You're saying, oh, you know, you're saying it's because I'm scared, but if nobody had a gun, then you wouldn't be scared. You know what I mean? So it's kind of this double-edged sword here that I don't think people notice, or they don't really think through this argument because it doesn't really make sense. The other argument is obviously it's my right, and sure, maybe it is your right in the States, maybe it shouldn't be your right, but let's say it is your right, sure. Let's, you know, people, other, the counter argument behind that is, oh, you know, when it was written back in, like, whatever, the 1700s, it took 3 minutes to load a gun. I heard that one a lot. Okay, you know what, let's even give these people the benefit of doubt and just say, sure, you should have the right to own a gun. People aren't even scanned to see if they should have a gun or not. If an 18-year-old can own a gun in the United States of America, but cannot legally drink, there is something wrong. Really think about that. I don't think people use this argument enough. Because if you can't legally drink in the States, but have the right to a firearm that can kill people, what is actually wrong with the country? And what is actually wrong with the system? Because that doesn't equate. How could I have the right to own something that is a lethal weapon that could easily kill people, even by accident, and I couldn't drink? I couldn't buy an alcoholic beverage at that age? That doesn't make any sense at all. So I really just think those arguments are quite frail. And as well, you know, again, if everybody has a gun, sure, then you do need a gun. But if nobody has a gun, then you don't need a gun. And as well, yeah, people have mental health issues and they have illnesses. But, you know, yeah, they do. But one, they could get the proper help. And two, if they don't have access to lethal weapons, they can't have a mass shooting. Yeah, sure, maybe they can have a knife and walk into the school still. Sure, but they can, obviously, they can't do much with a knife that they can do with a gun. And it'd be a lot easier to control that situation than control someone with a gun. Especially around children. Children are dying in these as well. And, you know, that's just scary. And it's really not right at all.